Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Into a brand new week, and to find out what is happening around the Gold Coast, we go to our Gold Coast newsroom. Rod McLeod is there. Rod, a woman carjacked in Ashmore over the weekend. We get to that coming up. But first up, there was a hit and run on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, police are appealing for a motorcycle rider to come forward after a alleged hit and run incident at Parkwood. A pedestrian was trying to cross Parklands Drive early yesterday morning when she was struck by a motorbike. Unfortunately, she suffered some fairly serious injuries, including a broken leg. The motorcyclist took off and hasn't been seen, so police are appealing for this rider to do the right thing, come forward and get it sorted. And investigations are continuing into a violent carjacking. This one happened at Ashmore over the weekend.
Yeah.
This woman was rear-ended by a car. They both drove off for a bit, and then when she pulled over, five people got out of the other car, grabbed her, assaulted her, and then took off with her car.
And surprise, surprise, these people were teenagers.
Funnily enough. The car was apparently stolen earlier from South Brisbane. It's undergone forensic tests. Now, police are again appealing for witnesses, any dash cam footage of this terrifying incident, to get in contact with them. And changed traffic conditions for motorists on the Tweed. There are works happening on Kennedy Drive, one of the main arterials, heading onto the Pacific Motorway and servicing Tweed Heads. Now, they're happening from tonight. The northbound off-ramp will be closed, so you can't get off to go onto Kennedy Drive. So that's going to be shut between 7 and 3am, and then the southbound on-ramp will be shut the following night. There will be detours in place if you need to access Kennedy Drive, but just be aware, road workers are at it.
And that is what you need to know.